Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Isang paalaala, ang susunod na kabanata ay naglalaman ng mga salita at pahayag na maaari magdulot ng takot, pangamba at pagkabahala sa mga nakikinig, lalo na sa mas nakababatang gulang. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. Ito ang mga kwentong bumuo ng ating nakaraan. Mga kwentong unang narinig sa mga liblib na lugar o sa mga pinakatagong bulong-bulungan. Dito ay pag-uusapan natin ang mga kwentong kababalaghan at misteryo na humalo sa kultura, kasaysayan at kamalayan nating mga Pilipino. Ang ating campsite ay isang safe space at bukas para sa lahat ng mga gustong makinig o kahit gusto mo lamang tumahimik at magpahinga. Ako si Earl, ang inyong pong campmaster, at ito ang Philippine Camper Stories. Tuloy po kayo sa ikapitumpong gabi ng San Telmo Society Radio at sa ating month-long celebration ng ating 3rd anniversary. Kumusta ka na? Sana'y napapakinggan mo ang episode nito sa maayos na kalagayan. We are on the final week of our anniversary celebration at sana'y nabigyan kita ng tuwa sa mga daily episodes from the past weeks. If you're liking the episodes and you're feeling generous and giving tips, punta lang sa show notes ng episode for our GCash and PayPal accounts for your tips. Kung gusto mo naman makita ang video content ng ating mga interviews ay pwede mo namang makita yun by being part of our Patreon. Ang San Telmo Society Radio ay ang listener story segment ng Philippine Camper Stories kung saan pinapakinggan natin ang mga totoong kwento ng kababalaghan at pagtataka mula mismo sa ating mga tagapakinig. Ang San Telmo Society Radio ay ang listener story segment ng Philippine Camper Stories kung saan pinapakinggan natin mga totoong kwento ng kababalaghan at pagtataka mula mismo sa ating mga tagapakinig. Last San Telmo Society Radio episode, we had Manila and Anton, ang haunted tandem ng campsite. Medyo bitin yung kwentuhan, di ba? Here's the other half of that recording para sa ating episode today. So, welcome back. Yun na yun. Welcome back to San Telmo Society Radio. And ngayon, nandito tayo sa another episode of San Telmo Society Radio. And we have on the show Anton and Manila coming back for another set of stories. Earlier, Manila had shared with us yung mga stories na kinalakihan niya doon sa kanilang bahay at sa bahay ng mga kasama niya. And what she shared, we're gonna hear Anton's stories naman din sa isa pang bahay na kinalakihan niya. Tama ba, Anton? Kinalakihan mo ba yung bahay na yun?
This was actually the home my family, my grandparents had before the house in QC.
Ah, okay. So prequel. Yeah.
This is the prequel, but there would have been another prequel because this is the first time I heard Manila's story about the frog, and I'll share it another time. But I did have an experience as a kid as well. The first time I had something, I'm not sure if he remembers the story, but the one that I have prepared was for the one in Quiapo. This happened in around 2016, if I remember. Shortly after my father died, we were looking at some of the places that my late grandfather owned, and there is an old apartment in Quiapo that they've had since, I think it was probably the 1960s, and my family was looking at selling this, and I volunteered to find an assessor to go to the property to have the place evaluated. And no one had lived here for probably 30 years. And I knew that the place had a reputation because my parents had lived there when they were newlywed before moving to another place in Manila, another story for another time. And my dad would tell me that the area was haunted because there used to be a factory there that my grandfather had. And he had a sleeping room. And there was one evening where there was a violent typhoon and my dad couldn't come home, and we were living in Laguna back then. My dad decided to stay in that area to sleep where my grandfather slept. And he came back the next morning and told me that it was a bad decision because he knew that place was a strange place and nobody had really lived there for many years. And he woke up in the middle of the night and he found himself looking at a certain wall in the room, and suddenly an old lady came out from the wall. And my dad's description was, it was like looking at a photo. It was a still picture of a woman. That was the feel. And she had floated from out of the wall, floated across the room, and then disappeared in the other end, the other wall from across the room. And my father found himself transfixed. And he said that he vividly described it as looking at a photo that had just floated from one end to the other end. So I told my dad, so that confirms a place is still creepy. So fast forward to around 2016, I had found someone who could help assess the place, and that would require going around the property with a giant measuring tape, taking dimensions of the floor area. And as we were going through the three-story apartment at the back, it was not really an apartment, a three-story home, I guess. It's big enough to be a home. I was shooting a video with my camera, and you could hear our conversations because the place had been abandoned, and his son was saying, you know, you could rent this place out to people that make horror films. It would be a great, great place. And I remarked, I don't think we should talk about this while we are walking through this place because this property has a reputation. Okay, and we were going through the different floors, and I was asking myself, are we going to encounter anything strange here? And I was taking photos, and I got curious about a particular area. When we got to the top floor, I took a big shot of what it looked like because it was good to have a picture of the place. And I think we spent about 2 or 3 hours in that area, and then we parted ways. The agreement was they would provide the report after a week. It shouldn't be an extensive task. But what happened was the week stretched on to 2 weeks, and I kept following up. The 2 weeks ended up becoming 1 month. I still kept following up. I was very patient. 1 month became 3 months. 3 months became 6 months. 6 months became a year. And there was a giant question mark in my head and my relative's head. Why is it taking it so long? Why has it reached a year? And it got to the point where I put my foot down. I called the guy and asked him, does it really take this long to come up with a report? Because my family really needs this. What's causing the delay? Could you be forthright with me about what's happening? Because I'm sensing that something is not right.
Okay.
And then he said to me over the phone, sir, I'm going to tell you about what happened the day after I visited your property, and I hope you don't think I'm crazy. And I said, try me. I know what crazy is, but I need to know from you. Tell me what happened so I can fully understand the situation and understand what happened to you and why this is such a horrible delay. And he said, you know, the evening that I came home, my wife and I had a fight out of the blue. She was mad at me, and I didn't know what I did. I kept asking her, bakit ka galit? Anong ginawa ko? And his wife kept shouting back, magsorry ka, violently. And he kept asking, magsasorry ako, para saan anong ginawa ko? Basta magsorry ka, magsorry ka. that week, when he was when he went to the office, one of his office mates who supposedly had a third eye approached him and said, "Sir, may napansin ako, huwag kayo matakot ha. Pero parang sinusundan kayo. So, sinusundan, nino? Isang lalaki, isang babae. Ngayon ko lang sila nakita." Mm-hmm. So after he was given that warning, he decided to go to a quack doctor that weekend. And the moment he sat down, the quack doctor said, "Ipinuntahan kang lumang bahay, no?" And he said, yes, last week. Bakit po? Hindi ka nagpaalam nung pumasok ka. And he was perplexed. What do you mean, hindi ako nagpaalam? Kasi yung babae na nakatira sa third floor at yung lalaki na nakatira sa ceiling, galit sa'yo. He was wondering, what do you mean, babae na nakatira sa third floor at lalaki na, the man that lives in the ceiling was what he used. And he asked, ano pong dapat kong gawin? Bumalik ka sa bahay, you should light 50 incense sticks and magsorry ka.
Oh.
Keywords, magsorry ka. And after hearing that story, I thought, hey, all right. Nothing happened to me when I went there. This very day, I have not been experiencing anything strange. And if there was one person who should have experienced something, it should have been me, because I think the listeners are familiar with what I had to go through growing up in the other house. And he said, of course, hindi kayo guguluhin ng mga yan because you're the family that owns the place. Mm-hmm. So I offered, do you want to go back to the house and offer the 50 sticks of incense and apologize? I'll take you there if that'll help make your life better. And we never got back to that. Despite me asking him if he wants to go back, you know, if it's the least I can do for him so he can get the job done. But out of curiosity, I decided to go through the pictures and the videos that I took.
Oh.
And as I was scanning through the pictures I took, there was one really strange picture where I took a picture of a beam in one of the bedrooms. I think it was my dad's teenage bedroom. I was particularly interested in that beam because I was thinking, you know, if they demolish the place, I'd take a piece of wood from the property and maybe turn it into a guitar, have it made for me or something. So I have a keepsake of some sort. Hmm. Until I got to the third floor picture. So in the third floor picture, it was undeniable that there was an anomaly in the top corner of the pic. And I promised to share that picture with the group in our chat, because the moment I had said, I shared the story with my relatives in our chat group and shared the picture, they all erupted. Because when you think about the story, particularly the man that lives in the ceiling, it looked as though something had peeked from near the ceiling, from one of the beams of that particular room.
He still has the picture earlier.
I still have the picture. I still.
Pwede mo bang i-share sa akin ngayon dun sa group chat natin tatlo?
Sure. Oh, wait, let me find it. Okay. Oh my goodness. Could you give me a second? I just need to find it. It's in my phone somewhere.
Merong sumilip dun sa third floor.
Yeah.
I guess na-curious sa'yo. Bakit ka nagpipicture, no?
Yes. And maybe got curious because for the first time in decades, somebody came to visit and one of them happened to be someone who wasn't from the family. For some reason, I can't find our chat group. I'll send it directly to you, Earl.
Okay.
And then, there we go. And then I can bounce it to our chat.
Okay.
You got it? Okay.
Ito na. Tingnan ko. So, ito na yung picture na sinend ni Anton. And then this has the... Hala. Okay, sige. Ito na. Buksan natin.
Oh, you're sharing it? Okay.
May
paalam ka, Anton.
zoom.
May sumilip saan?
Okay, when you see it from left corner. Sumilip from the ceiling. You should be able to spot it the moment you open the chat and you look at the picture.
Shit.
Napabora si Earl.
Oh, eto nga.
You saw it? You saw it?
Mm-mm. Yung parang mist ng puti.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. Parang nga siyang ano, no? Hindi siya human-like. Hindi siya human.
Is it an old man? Is it an old man?
No, the description was yung babae sa third floor at yung lalaki na nakatira sa ceiling.
Okay. Goodbye, Anton.
Thank you for having me.
Tama na to. Itigil na natin itong podcast na to. Okay. Ano to? May isha-share ako sa inyo na parang every time na may nagsasend sa akin ng mga gandong stories and like every time na may nakakatakot or something na parang medyo strange na sinishare sa akin, I easily cry. Parang mag-shed ako ng tear. Kung napansin nyo kanina, lumuha ako agad kasi parang yung surge ng emotions, ewan ko, siguro nilalabas ng katawan ko na parang hindi siya, masyado siyang excess sa akin. So, naiiyak ako agad. Hindi naiyak, naluluha yung mata ko. Kaya pag ganito, ay, Diyos ko Lord, okay. So, ayan, papakita natin to. Pwede ba natin itong i-share sa mga...
Sure, yes, absolutely.
Sa mga nakikinig. So, siguro pag lumabas yung episode, we can share this photo. Mm-hmm. Of the ceiling, no? Naku. Yeah. Nung nakita mo yun, nung naggumagawa ng report yung guy na kailangan ano ng incense, anong nasabi niya?
I actually did not get a chance to show him this picture.
Ah, okay.
Because...
So, nakabalik ba kayo sa bahay?
No, we didn't go
hindi
back.
Na, no? Hindi na, no? So, hindi niya nagawa yung report na hinihingi mo?
It was incomplete. It was an incomplete report, but we still paid him. And then we dropped off communicating.
Yun na yun. Natigil.
Yeah, I figured that this is enough because I got tired of chasing him. And I kept asking him if he wanted to go back. And he never took up on the offer.
So okay.
I said, just let me know when you feel like going back, or if you can't take it anymore, or if he felt that evening his wife was possessed. That's the only explanation.
Yeah. Oh.
And why would she start shouting "Magsori ka" for no apparent reason, and then suddenly that would go
would connect the dots. No.
Connect the dots. Mm-hmm. And you know, I got to meet his wife, and I asked her, you know, if you both want to go back to the house to bury the hatchet with whatever is there, then just let me know. I'll take you. And we never went back.
Hindi
but
niya.
Then baka, I would share them.
Yeah, I would understand. There are things na parang too much for some people, especially the ones na who are not familiar or they are not as experienced as most people are. Pero yeah, it's a little creepy to, especially na yun nga meron ka pang a little souvenir of the house in Quiapo, no? Hindi ka na nakabalik doon.
I have not been back in a while. The pandemic hit, and no, I never particularly went back to that area after the story, after the fact. I mean,
yeah.
Baka sumunod.
Pero yung house is still, it's still there. Okay.
Yep, it's still there.
Okay. Medyo ano lang, no? Medyo ano na talagang abandoned na siya. Kita mo naman sa picture. Yeah, sayang.
There was a time in the 90s where my parents considered moving in there, and then I think it just made common sense not to go back there because they've had experiences when they lived there too. So
parang hindi rin naman masyadong nakawala yung parents mo dun sa Santo Domingo. Kahit saan naman yata sila pumunta, parang it's the family that's haunted, not the
person. That's the thing. I, to this very day, I still wonder, is it us that's haunted? Or I don't know, because in every place that we have lived in, we had experienced something, no?
Tigil muna tayo sa kwentuhan. Magbabalik pa kami ni Manila and Anton with more stories, that and more, coming up next.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Sa pagbabalik ng San Telmo Society Radio ng Philippine Campfire Stories.
When Manila was sharing her childhood experience, mine was similar.
Yeah, talk to us about that. You, nasabi mo yan during the break, and that you have a similar experience. Na dahil ngayon mo lang din narinig yung experience in Manila.
Yeah,
now you have this similar experience. Ano yung kwento mo na yan?
This was back in the 80s. We lived in an old house in Tayuman, and if my facts are correct, this is the first house that my grandparents moved in after they had married in the 1950s, I think, or 90, I'm not sure about the timeline. And I have fond memories growing up in this old house in Tayuman. And there was one particular evening, if you know, the folks that were born in the late 70s and 80s, we lived in an era where brownouts were common. And yeah, there was one evening where there was a brownout. And in this old house, after the lounge room, to get to the second floor, is a narrow staircase. So there's a ledge. And I can remember a few steps, a ledge. On the left was a little space where my dad had a statue of the Virgin Mary. And to the right, a narrow staircase that's big enough to fit one person. Narrow and steep staircase that goes to the second floor, which is typical of old houses from the 1950s, I think. And I particularly remember that evening, everybody was in the lounge room. It was lit by candles. It was my mom, my dad, my nanny, and the helper. And I was playing around with a flashlight. So I was probably around 4 years old. And I was seated by the ledge, by the foot of the stairs. And I was messing around with the flashlight, and my mom was keeping an eye on me from the other end of the room. And my infantile brain told me, the flashlight works better where it's dark. And the darkest part in that area was the staircase where I was seated. So I get up, and then I stand at the foot of the staircase, and then I start to flash the light from the bottom stair, and then I slowly lift the flashlight so it starts illuminating the staircase as it goes up. And when the beam of the light finally made it to the top of the staircase, I stopped because I was expecting nothing. I was expecting, you know, just to illuminate the blackness, when suddenly I found something staring down at me. I went into how do I say it? I suddenly froze, and my mom noticed that I froze. And my mom gently asked from across the room, "Anton, what are you doing?" And my response to my mom was, "Ma, big frog." My mom asked, "What do you mean, big frog?" And I turned around and I looked at her and I said, "Mom, big frog." And I stretched my arms out, because peering down at me from the top of the stairs was a big yellow frog. If the stairwell was, I don't know how wide, probably like a meter wide or a meter and a half, the frog was as wide as a stairwell. Mm-hmm. And it was peering down at me with red eyes.
Oh my God.
And when I said that to my mom leapt across the lounge room and she grabbed me, and then she started telling me children shouldn't be playing in the dark. It's nighttime. Things come out at night. So my mom and dad were looking at each other. They were shaking their heads because we knew that the house was special, because many people have encountered things. So that was my first experience as a child. And it didn't make sense to me yet that it was something supernatural or something I should be afraid of. It was more fascinating because I got to see a frog. There was a frog looking down at me from the top.
And this is a different house, no? Tayuman house.
This is in Tayuman. And the first time I felt fear was, if you guys can remember childhood, it was a common thing for us to be forced into a siesta. And children never really enjoyed siestas. It's not the best thing. Kids just want to play. And my mom would force me into a siesta in that room, in that house. But in my parents' room was a hallway connected to another bedroom, which was my childhood room and ended up becoming my brother's childhood room. And I can remember clearly, my mom would first fall asleep. So the first time it happened, when she would fall asleep, I would hear my mom purring. And I was wide awake staring at the corridor, when suddenly somebody peeked from the corridor. And I sat up and looked, because do we have a visitor or a guest? Because I don't know who this is. And the person that peeped was a shadow. He was just jet black, no form, but you can distinctly see it was a silhouette of a person. And he had two red eyes, and he was looking back at me. And I sat up and looked at him. And then after a few moments, he hid back into the corridor and he didn't come out. And I glide back down, and I think I probably fell asleep. So the next day, it was siesta time again. And my mom had fallen asleep. I was lying next to my mom, and I was looking at the corridor, expecting our visitor to pop out. And he did not disappoint. So he peeped again from the corridor. I sat up and looked at him, and it didn't end there. This time he walked. He walked from one end of the room to the side of the bed, and then walked to the other end, to the other side of the bed, and then he ran out. And I got to see him, his full figure. It was obviously a shadow or a silhouette of a man. It was pitch black. And he was looking at me. The only thing that broke the darkness of his figure were the two red eyes. So I thought, oh, this is something else. But I did not alert my mom yet. I was still trying to process it. It was the third time he showed up that made it more interesting. Because day three, siesta time again, I was waiting for him to come out. Because I knew that the moment my mom would start snoring, he would peep from the corridor. But this time he didn't peep. I thought, okay, maybe he's not coming to visit today. So I started falling asleep, when suddenly the TV switched on. And back in the 80s, these TVs were loud things. When you turned them on, they'd start with a blast, right? And it was in between channels. It was static. Almost like static, like The Ring, if you can think about that. So I wake up and I look at the TV, but then at the foot of the bed, I see the man looking down at my mom and me really closely. And I can distinctly see this, the form and the beady eyes staring down at me and my mom. And then my mom woke up and asked, "Anton, why did you turn the TV on?" And I started pushing my mom and I said, no. And when I looked up, the man had disappeared. And my mom asked, "What's happening? Did you turn the TV on?" I said, "No, the black man did." "What do you mean, the black man?" And I explained to my mom that when she would fall asleep, someone would come into the room. And that ended the siesta. So my brother and sister, they didn't get to experience a siesta after that situation.
Siesta was canceled.
It was canceled forever.
Grabe, Anton, grandmaster level ka na pala sa Santos. Ito yung rookie level mo.
Grabe, okay. Pero napaka ano nun, so both of those stories are happened in Tayuman.
In Tayuman, in the old house. That was the oldest house that we had.
Okay.
The one that my parents had lived in after they were
grabe
there.
No.
Yeah, and visitors would say things about the house too. My mom would have a couple of experiences, my dad as well.
Napaka-interesting naman nung frog na yellow na may red eyes. And then, coincidentally, may red eyes din yung shadow man na
shadow man.
Bumibisita pag siesta. No?
Yeah, so when kids say, "Oh, there's a boogeyman," I believe them because this was my boogeyman. He came out three times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, that was just these are the only three instances that I encountered this guy.
Anton, when your family moved to Australia, may nadala ba kayo doon? Doon talagang naging free na kayo from all these things? Because he lived in Australia for a couple of years.
I think we lived in two haunted places when we had moved there.
Ibang episode na pala yan, sorry.
Ibang episode na to. But the most remarkable. Do you want another story, Earl?
Is it also local? We can reserve the Australia story.
This is an Australia time. Story. Yeah, this is another story for another time then. But yeah, there was one story there.
It's okay, next time. Meron pa naman tayo next time. Yeah.
I think parami akong bala.
parang pwede ka na mag-take over ng podcast at parang hindi na natin kailangan ng stories from other people.
Yeah, that one experience there is something I'll share for another time. And I think another story worth sharing is one from my dad from his childhood, because my late dad shared one story frequently. Every time we would ask him, "Would you share us a story?" You know, and he would share a bedtime story. And there was just this one story that I knew was real, because after he had passed away, I conducted research. It involved a scouting trip in Makiling. So that's for another time. And sure. I was able to confirm some of the facts, the historical facts that my father had included in the story.
Grabe, no? Parang, yun na nga, parang sinabi ko na it's full circle na rin with this episode alone na parang Manila shared a story that involved a frog during her childhood, and assumably we all were kids of the 90s, 80s. And then, ikaw din, Anton, parang feeling ko kailangan meron din akong imbento. Mag-imbento ko ng story ko na frog.
Earl, when it happened to me, it felt like my heart was jumping out of my chest. That's why kailangan mapatawas or kung ano man yung ginawa. So you don't want it to happen. You don't.
And Earl, of all the memories I have of childhood, and the older you get, the less the memories become. The frog is something I distinctly remember. I can close my eyes, still remember clearly what happened at that moment and the first time I saw that thing looking down at me from the stairs.
Totoo, no. Now that you mention it, it's also great that we have platforms like this, like the San Telmo Society and the podcast itself, to share these memories, to immortalize them. Kasi That is true. As we age, these stories na part naman talaga ng childhood or ng past natin, nakakalimutan natin kasi nga, syempre, ang dami rin namang nangyayari and we have to make space for new memories, di ba? Sadly enough na yung ibang mga, kahit yung mga stories na minsan nga medyo minute lang na, alam mo yun, parang strange lang naman, di naman talaga siya totally terrifying, ganyan, nawawala na sa memory natin. But I'm very happy that this podcast alam mo yun, yung parang nagkaroon ng community to share these stories. Kasi, alam mo yun, iisipin mo na parang ang weird nung ano ko, nung experience ko na yun, parang nakakahiyang i-share. Pero yung pala, parang ikaw o yung mga kakilala mo o yung napakinggan mo, parang parang pareho kami ng kwento. Like, the both of you, na parang meron pala kayong similar stories na hindi nyo man nga lang napag-usapan, ngayon nyo lang din na narinig.
It could have been the same frog. We were meant to be friends.
Right? Baka mamaya.
Plot twist.
I was thinking that. No, Earl, thank you for that. You provided this virtual campfire that is forever burning, that people can just come in when they want, share the stories, leave. It doesn't even, it's not even parang exclusive being a podcast guest. The chat group is there 24 hours. People are, you've created this brotherhood or sisterhood of people who either share the same experiences and the same love for these kinds of things, and I think that's an awesome thing.
thank you. It's not just me. I mean, it's all of us na parang reaching out to each other, and it's becoming a community on its own. Na minsan kahit wala ako dun sa group, people are interacting on their own, sharing comments and things, and iba-ibang tao, iba-ibang lugar, iba-ibang walks of life, and I am so happy. And if the listeners would like to be part of that experience, you could go ahead and check out the Facebook group. It's called The Campsite Philippine Campfire Stories, and once you're a member of that, you can log on to the group chat, which nandun lahat kami, nagkukwentuhan kami kahit anong oras, kahit anong araw, nandun lang kami, and we're just waiting for you to share your story, and we're here to listen and share our own stories as well.
Even nga if you don't share stories, if you just lurk, if you just want to read the story, see the posts, na picture. Like, I learned a lot.
Yes. And I guess doon natin isha-share yung ano ba to? Yung picture doon sa bahay, sa bahay ni nila Anton, diba? So, yeah. Share natin.
I'd like to hear what people think about that in relation to the story that I shared. It's a good sanity check as well, because it's different when you have documented, you know, documentary evidence.
Yeah, iba like the when I recorded that episode, we're in na may ano, may recordings of some whispers and yung mga ganun. So yeah, it's different. So thank you so much for sharing those stories and your time.
Our
again
pleasure.
Dito sa San Telmo Society Radio. Do you have anyone to say hello to, or anything to promote, anything to share with the campers?
Well, if you like anime music, you can catch my band, Reanimus. we play around conventions.
Anong name?
Reanimus, Reanimus. You can look for us on Facebook and drop by, say hi to me, and we can share stories during my break or something.
Ayan, meron ba kayong next show? Meron kayong next con?
We have our next show will be at Lucky Chinatown with Heroes Convention. We will be performing on August 13.
Nako, sana nakalabas na to.
If not, well, just
I guess you have a Facebook page.
We have a Facebook page and an Instagram account.
We have a gig end of September.
Also. Yes, we have. Yes, I think we have nearly happening weekly. So by the time anybody decides to join add the Facebook page, we send updates.
All right, and we can share the Facebook page of your band in our episode notes para it's easier awesome. For people to find you guys, especially if they love animes and cons, diba?
Thank you, Earl.
Ikaw, Manila, do you have anything?
Nothing to promote.
You want to say hello to?
I'm just happy to catch up again with you guys because this is also my way also of catching up with Anton, who's super busy, by the way, with his many jobs. for you naman, Earl, I'm still waiting for that giant campfire, bonfire
campfire
na inaawitan ko sa'yo. And so I want to share lang na I have 8 cats. And the reason why I surround myself with cats is that it
aww.
Keeps really creepy. This is Chili Bean.
Look, Chili Bean.
I feel safe in this house with all my cats. Yeah, super fun. I'll be super fun chatting with you
today for today's video. Ayan. Well, maraming salamat and hopefully magkatotoo yung ano yung group podcast meetup natin with the campers. So mukhang magkakatotoo na, minamanifest ko na na sana by October makapasyal ako sa Philippines to meet some of you, if not all of you guys. So yun, hopefully i-announce ko naman yun.
Keep us posted.
Quiapo, yeah.
Wonderful to see you. Let's go to Quiapo.
Para may pasalubong ka back to the States.
Naku po, okay na po ako. Parang ang dami ng mga pabaon eh. Ayun. Maraming salamat sa inyo, Anton Manila, for always gracing and being part of the San Telmo Society Radio.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, guys.
It's always fun talking with the two of them, lalo na kapag kwentuhang katatakutan. Hindi mo na kailangan maghintay ng Halloween para matakot. And speaking of Halloween, next week we will release our Halloween episode from the live podcast that's supposed to be happening when I visit Metro Manila this year. Abangan lang yan dito sa Philippine Camper Stories. Maraming salamat muli sa ating Haunted Tandem for that San Telmo Society story. Dito na po nagtatapos ang ating kwento. Pagkatapos ng episode na ito ay pwede kang sumali sa kwentuhan by going to the Spotify Q&A portion ng episode na ito. Doon nagsashare ang mga kasama nating campers ng kanilang mga thoughts about sa episode. Just remember to be kind whenever you share your thoughts dahil ang podcast na ito ay mananatiling safe space for everyone. Kung gusto mo namang supportahan ang show by giving monetary tips, you can do that by joining our Patreon and Ko-fi. Yan yung mga sites kung saan naglalagay ako ng mga extra content, just like the video version of our episodes. Kung may access ka naman via PayPal or GCash and you're feeling generous, you can always visit the episode show notes for our accounts. At panghuli, kung may kwento ka naman na gusto mong ibahagi sa ating camp, ay pwede mong isend yan sa campfirestoriesph@gmail.com. Babasahin natin yan sa mga susunod na San Telmo Society Radio episodes. Muli, maraming salamat po sa inyong pakikinig. Magkita tayo muli sa susunod na kwento. Ako si Earl, at ito ang San Telmo Society Radio segment ng Philippine Campfire Stories.
This podcast may be based on true events with names, characters, and incidents that are either products of the creator's imagination or used fictitiously. Any similarity to real individuals or events is coincidental.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince.
Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.